Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Every time I have preached on this passage from Luke, I've focused on what it has to say about possessions and how they come to dominate our lives. I do feel that stuff is a big concern. In my own life, I want to get rid of excess things. I want to pare down. I want to simplify. And so regularly, I toss papers and I donate clothes to St. Vincent's. But all this has not necessarily made me rich towards God. This phrase is one that Jesus uses at the end of his parable of the rich fool. Jesus has told the story of a man already rich whose crops are so abundant that his barns are overflowing and he needs to build even bigger barns to store all his grain, all his goods. And yet at the height of his success, the man dies and finds that he has missed out on the most important opportunity of his life. He has stored up treasures for himself, but he has not been rich towards God. What does this mean, to be rich towards God? I don't think that we are talking about how many sacrifices the rich man has paid for at the temple. I don't think this means that he should have donated a stained glass window in order to be rich towards God. I don't think this suggests that he should put an even larger donation in the treasury box to be rich towards God. These may all be good things, but God does not need those. Instead, what God needs and wants from us is gratitude. And the rich man has not expressed any gratitude at all. This particular rich man, and I'm not making a sweeping assessment here, but this man has not offered thanks for the abundance he has received. This week I came across a writer who is a brother, David Steindl-Rast, and he says that grateful living is key to happiness, not vice versa. He's not saying that if we're happy, we can be grateful. He's saying that if we are grateful, it will make us happy. Becoming aware that every moment is a gift. We haven't earned that moment. We haven't brought it about in any way. And we have no way of ensuring that another moment will be ever given to us. And yet, this moment is the most valuable thing we have. This moment, with all the opportunity that it contains. And the rich man in Jesus' parable is not aware of the gift of the moment. He's just focused on what he doesn't have. He doesn't have bigger barns. Focused on getting more and more goods for the future. He's focused on the next thing that he wants. But the rich man has a bigger problem. There's something he doesn't know, he hasn't realized yet, but he's going to die that very night. And he's not going to need all those goods that he has saved up. He's not going to have a chance to build and use all those new, bigger barns. He's not going to have the time to sit back and put his feet up and relax. All his stuff is going to go to someone else. And so when the rich man's life is over, he finds that he has not lived it. He has not been present in each present, precious moment. And he has not been grateful for those moments. He has not been grateful for all that he has been given. He has not assigned the due of praise to God for all those things that he has received. He has not been rich towards God. We all have a limited number of moments and days and years. We have fewer moments and days remaining to us than we used to. How shall we spend those precious moments? Can we be present and grateful in each moment? Or shall we squander them by wishing for things that we don't have, waiting for something special to happen, and ignoring that which is special and unique right before us? But you may say, Karen, what if I'm in a doctor's waiting room? What if I'm in pain? I sure don't want any more of those moments. I don't want to be grateful for those moments either. Each individual moment is not going to be wonderful. It won't necessarily be pleasant or happy. But God is there in each moment, sustaining us perhaps in things of beauty, perhaps in emotional support, perhaps simply God is there in our very breath. How often do we stop to give thanks for our breath? And yet it is the gift of life. It is the gift of God. As Brother Steindl Rast says, gratefulness leads to joy, even joy in the hard moments. And a grateful world is a world of joyful people. The more joyful people there are, the more and more we hope to have a joyful world. We have opportunities every day to be grateful in the midst of all the stressors happening to us, aching bones, absent loved ones, challenging political scene, shootings right in our neighborhood. And yet we have opportunities to be grateful. We're not grateful for the bad experiences, but we can be grateful to God in the midst of them. Grateful that God is there in some small thing. And so we have these opportunities to be grateful and rich towards God, to know the true joy that comes beyond possessions. So whether we are rich or poor or in the middle, we can be rich towards God, and we can know that God is always rich towards us. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.